Good morning. Hey. Well, for those of you who haven't met me yet, my name is Theo. I'm the new Qing Xiaonan, the Chen Dao. Is that right?
对，没有错。 如果你还没有认识我, 我叫马颖忠, 英文叫 Theodore, 我是教会的青少年事工的传道。
Let me just tell you a little bit about myself.
我让你很快地介绍一下我自己。
My wife's name is Dorothy.
我的右手是, 名字叫Dorothy。
We met at UCLA.
我们是在UCLA读书的时候认识的。
I like cooking and coffee.
我喜欢烹饪, 我也喜欢讲话。
And my second favorite Bible character is Peter.
我第二喜欢的一个教会的圣经的人物是彼得。
Because Peter reminds me a lot about myself.
因为彼得呢，他让我想起很多关于我自己的事情。
And maybe he's like some of you too.
也许他也很像你。
He talks before he thinks.
他还没有想清楚就先讲话。
When he does well, he does really, really well.
但如果他想通的时候呢，他可以做得很好的事情出来。
Right, when in Matthew 16, he was the one that got Jesus' question right. Jesus asked, who am I? And Peter said, you are the Christ.
在马太福音16章里面，他的答案很正确。耶稣问他说，你们说我是谁？他说你是主，是基督。
So he does really well.
他回答得非常好。But
then two sentences later, complete sentences. Two sentences later, Jesus calls Peter Satan.
但是两节经文之后，耶稣就叫他叫撒旦。
When Peter does bad, he does really, really bad.
所以在那个时候，他就实在是回答得非常的差。But
the reason why Peter's my second favorite character is not because of him, but because of the story of God's grace in his life.
我之所以是在圣经里面特别喜欢彼得，是因为不是因为他是个人，而是因为说圣经中间我们看见神的恩典怎么样在他身上显明。We
often think that Jesus only had one traitor, Judas.
我们以为，我们常常认为说背叛耶稣的只有一个人，就是犹大。But
really, he had two, and the second was Peter.
但其实背叛耶稣的有两个人，那么第二个背叛他的就是彼得。
Because when Jesus said that he was going to be taken away from his disciples, Peter said, I will never leave you. I'd rather die.
因为耶稣说过，说当耶稣说到他的门徒都会抛弃他的时候，他说过，我绝对不会离开你，我情愿死也不会离开你。
And when he's put under pressure, he denies Jesus three times.
但是当他在压力之下的时候呢，他三次不认主。
But at the end of John's Gospel, John tells us the story of how Jesus restores Peter.
我在约翰福音的最后的时候呢，讲到耶稣如何的重新建立彼得，重新挽回他。And
Jesus only asked Peter one question.
那么耶稣只问彼得一个问题。And
if you ask the one question, what would it be? What are you thinking?
哇，如果你会问他一个问题的话，你可能会问说，你当时在想什么？
How are you so stupid?
你为什么会这么愚蠢？
The one question that Jesus asked was, do you love me?
但是耶稣只问一个问题，就是你爱我吗？
That love that Jesus was asking about, it wasn't just about emotions.
那个耶稣所说的那个爱，不是只是讲了一种情绪的表达。
Jesus was asking about devotion and loyalty.
耶稣是讲到一种的忠诚，讲一种的献身，一种的委身。
And what Jesus wanted from Peter wasn't anything new.
耶稣要彼得向彼得所要求的，并不是什么新的东西。This
is what God has always wanted from his people all the way back to Deuteronomy.
因为这是神向他的百姓所要求的，而且从很早以前在生命记里面就已经很清楚的说出来了。God
isn't just concerned about the way that we sing, if we put up hands, or the kinds of emotional ways that we talk about Him.
神所关心的并不是只是我们怎么样唱，我们怎么样把我们手举起来，我们的情绪怎么样来表达。God
wants your devotion.
神所要我们的是把我们的一生献给他。There's
no such thing as a person who is just a Christian on Sundays and lives the rest of their week as a sinner.
没有任何的信徒可以说是只是一个礼拜主日的一个信徒，而其他的周日周间是随着自己的心意去生活的。What
we are called to is complete devotion.
神要我们的是我们完完全全的委身。So
to help us understand that, we're going to be looking at Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9 this morning.
所以我们今天早上是看的呢，是生命记第六章第四到第九节。And
we're going to examine the two sides of devotion, what personal devotion is and how we practice it.
我今天我们要谈谈看到底这个向神献身或委身的两个方面，一个就是到底什么是我们个人的委身，另外一方面是我们怎么样去操练。
Please listen as I read the passage and Uncle Richard will read it as well. Moses says in Deuteronomy 6 verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in the house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
在这一段话里面，神向他的百姓说，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
The first side of devotion that we want to talk about is what is personal devotion?
我们要看看到底什么是一个个人向神的献身或者委身。
We're finding this from verses 4 and 5.
我们从第四节、第五节里面可以看得很清楚。
The first reality that we have to come to terms with is the fact that there is no other God.
我们第一件事情我们必须要很清楚的就是说，除了耶和华神之外，没有其他的真神。
That's why he begins with the Lord is one.
所以他在这里说，神是独一的神，独一的主。
This is what God proved when he brought Israel out of Egypt.
这是神向以色列人向所证明的事情，就是他把他们从埃及带出来。
Now, Egypt was the most powerful country in its day, and because of that, it also had the most powerful gods.
Well, 在那个时代，埃及是一个最强大、强势的一个国家，也因此他们自以为他们所拜的是最强大的神。
But God proved that there was no God like him who was so powerful.
但是神就借着他的作为证明了他没有任何其他的神像他有这么大的作为。
That's why he said, I'm going to use Pharaoh to display my power.
所以他才说我要用法老王来展示我的全能。
There's also no God like him in terms of his trustworthiness.
同时也没有任何一个神像他这么值得我们信靠的。
God had promised in Genesis that he would deliver his people from their slavery.
神从一开始就已经从创世纪就已经应许了他要将他的儿子百姓从奴隶中间释放出来。
Hundreds of years passed, but God never forgot his promise. That's the kind of God he is.
几百年过去了，神都没有忘记他的应许，所以他是确实是信实可靠的神。
And there's no God like him in love.
也没有任何一个神像他如此的爱。
Look, Israel was not worth loving.
以色列其实并不配得神去爱他。
God knew that Israel was going to fail him over and over and over again.
神其实知道以色列会不断一而再再而三的去令他失望。
Just like he knows that we fail him over and over and over again.
就如同他也知道我们会一而再再而三的令他失望一样。
But that's why God tells them, it's not because you're righteous or great that I loved you, but it's because I chose to.
所以神告诉他们说，不是因为你的义，或者说是你的好处，我来爱你，是因为我爱了你，我拣选了你。
God proved to Israel there was no other God except Him.
神向以色列证明了，除了他以外，别无他神。
And since that is the case, we have to be devoted only to Him.
所以既然是如此，那我们就只能够唯一的向他来献身。
We find this in verse 5 when he says, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
因为在第五节里面他说了说你要用什么全尽心尽性全尽力的去爱耶和华你的神。
Look, everyone is devoted to something.
我们每一个人都是都热衷于追求一些东西，我们都向某些东西委身。
If you're devoted to it, if you love it, you will pursue it.
如果你特别的去热衷于一些事情的话，你就会向那件事情来委身，你就会追寻它，去追求它。
You're going to spend yourself and do whatever you can so that you can have it.
你就会全心全意的投入，就是为了要得到你所追寻的东西。
If you're devoted to your career, you're going to do whatever you can to make sure your career is the best it can be.
如果你所 你所投入的，你所热衷的是你的事业，那么你就会全心全意的放在你的事业里面。
You'll sacrifice your family, you'll sacrifice your church, you'll sacrifice your health, but you'll never give up on being the best at your job.
哇，你可能会牺牲你自己的健康，你可能会牺牲你的家庭，甚至会牺牲教会，但是你永远啊，但是你就是为了是要在你的事业上面最成功。
If what you're devoted to is your kids, then you'll sacrifice everything else except them.
如果我们所投身的对象是什么？是我们的儿女的话，我们就为我们的儿女而牺牲其他的一切。
C.S. Lewis had, sorry, this isn't in the notes. C.S. Lewis wrote a book called The Great Divorce, and he paints this picture of a woman who did everything in the world to give her son the best life possible.
路易斯曾经写过一本书，那么在这个书里面，他说到说一个女的为了她的儿子，为了她的儿女，啊，牺牲了她一生的一切的东西，为了他们好。
Now she was given an opportunity to leave hell and get into heaven.
Leave what?
Leave hell and get into heaven.
Hell.
Hell. Hell.
Oh, hell. Oh, okay. 那么他有一个机会是能够离开地狱啊，能够去到天堂。
But she was chained to her son.
但是他会追逐他的儿子。
She couldn't give him up.
但是他不愿意放弃他的儿子。
And everything about him that she loved weighed her down so that she couldn't leave hell.
哇，但是每一件他关于他关心他儿子的事情，为他儿子做的事情，都成为一个重担压在他身上。把他压在这个地狱里面，使他出不来。
C.S. Lewis is just painting a vivid picture for us of what Jesus taught when he said, "If you cannot even hate your family, you do not love me."
这就是耶稣基督所说的啊，我们有的甚至为我们的家庭啊，成为一种的一个包袱，使得我们不能够去追逐他。所以他说，我们要恨我们的父母亲。
Whatever you won't sacrifice, that's your God.
我们不愿意放弃的东西。那就是我们所拜的神。
I'll leave that up to you to decide.
我让你自己去决定。
But what we have to come to terms with in this passage is, again, our devotion has to be only to the true God.
所以我们必须很清楚的，我们要委身、要献身的对象只能够是这一位神。
And let me convince you why.
那么同时我要告诉你，我希望你能够相信、明白为什么要这么做。
Because there's no God like him in power, again.
因为没有一位神像他这样子有全能。
You think these things have the power to make you happy, and that once you finally get them, you'll finally be happy.
如果你觉得你有啊有权力，你才会快乐的话，那么一旦你得到权力的话，你发现你并不会真正的快乐。
I think everyone in this room is older than me.
我相信这个整个这里的所有的会众都比我年纪大哈。
So that means
比他年纪大，
yes.
是比我。
And that means you know better than me that it doesn't make you happy.
所以我相信你们每个人都比我更清楚，有权利并不一定是令你快乐。
All these years that you spent chasing after these things, did you get happier?
过这么多年来，你去追求这么多不同的东西，你是否真的是很快乐了吗？
But God has the power to give you real blessing and real joy.
但是神有这样的全能给你真正的快乐，给你真正的喜乐。
And when we think about God and His love, there is no love in this world that's better than His.
我们如果想到神的爱的时候，我们就想到说，在这世界上没有任何一个爱能够超越神的爱。
Your spouse will let you down.
你的配偶会令你失望。
I've only been married a little over a year. I've let Dorothy down many times.
她结婚才一年多，但是她已经让她的右手失望很多次了。她的妻子 Dorothy。
But God's love never fails.
但是神的爱却永远不会令我们失望。
That's why Paul says nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ.
所以保罗才会说，没有任何的事情能够使得我们与基督的爱隔绝。
And how do we know that for sure?
那我们怎么能够确认呢？
Because God already proved it on the cross.
因为神已经在十字架上面证明了这件事情。
Because God said, "This is how far I will go to love you."
是因为神在十字架上说，这就是我为你而能够做的事情。
God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫凡叫凡信他的都不是灭亡，反得永生，就是在十字架上展现出来的。
It's just so much better to devote yourself to God.
所以我们可以应该明白啊，我们如果把我们自己献给神，是多么好的一件事情。
Now, when we talk about devotion, again, it's not just the feeling of love.
我们在说哈，这向神的献身，或者说是一种委身，并不仅仅是一种感情上面的一种的啊，情感上面一种的感受而已。
Because Jesus tells us in John 15:10 that if you love him, you have to obey his commandments.
因为约翰在这个约翰福音里面记载耶稣说的，说如果你爱我的话，你就遵行我的命令。
That is to say, devotion is the kind of love that shows itself in action.
所以真正的向谁委身的这种的爱呢，是用行动表现出来的。
And to summarize all of that, it's all just to say, God wants all of who you are.
也就是说，神要你的全人向他。
God wants all of your, what does it say in Deuteronomy? Your heart, your mind, your soul.
神要你的全心、全性跟全力去爱他。
He's not going to settle for anything less.
他不会他不会就是以任何少过这些的东西为满足。
Now, what does it look like practically?
那么实际上我们到底该怎么做呢？
That's the second side of devotion that I want to talk about.
那么这就是我们另外一方面，我们要了解关于我们向神献身的事情了。
We find this in verses 6-9.
我们可以从第六节到第九节可以看得到。
Well, to practice devotion, I'm going to lay it out in three parts for you.
那么在这个地方我一共分三个部分来说。
The first is in treasuring God's word.
第一就是说要珍视神的话语。
Now, when someone treasures God's word, they see God's word as what it is. It's authoritative. It's the word of God.
当如果一个人很珍视很看重神的话的话，他就是把神的话当成有权柄的。
That's why God says in Isaiah 66:2, This is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word.
这就是以赛亚在第66章第二节所说的，我所看顾的是困苦邻里痛悔因我言语而战惊的人，这是耶和华说的。
And having a high view of God's word is absolutely essential if you want to live a devoted life.
如果我们要向神献身，活一个这样向他委身的生活的话，这个先决条件就是要很正确的看重神的话语。
Because look, when you try to live a life of devotion, it's all happening in your mind. There's a battle in your mind.
当我们想要向一些事情来委身的时候，往往就会在我们的脑子里面有一种的挣扎。
And there are all these different idols that want you to listen to them instead of God's word.
因为在我们周围有太多的这些偶像来竞争，要我们去听他们的话。
When the world says this is what success is, will you listen to the world or will you listen to what God says?
这个世界告诉我们这些事情跟很多事情跟神的所说的事情都不一样的。
When you feel bitterness towards someone in the church, but you know that Jesus taught that we have to forgive one another, who are you going to listen to?
当你的心中向着弟兄教会弟兄怀着一种苦读的心的时候，你知道耶稣基督对你的要求是要饶恕他，那么你到底是听谁呢？听你自己的话还是听耶稣圣经的话？
If we take the Christian life seriously, there is always going to be conflict in your mind.
如果我们真的是用神的话语作为我们生活的标准的话，我们生命中永远都会有一些挣扎。
As Paul says, the spirit is at war with the flesh.
就像保罗说的，情欲跟圣灵是相争的。
So how do you treasure God's word?
你怎么样去珍惜神的话呢？
Well, I would say memorize it.
很简单嘛，就是熟记啊。
The psalmist says, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
诗人说，我将你的话语藏在我的心里，免得我得罪你。
In another place, he says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
另外地方他说到说，你的话语是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
So if you want to live a life of real devotion, you have to have the word in your heart.
所以如果你想要过一个向神委身的生活，你就必须首先把神的话摆在你的心里面嘛。
And how will you have the word in your heart if you don't know the word?
如果你怎么样能够真正认识神的话，如果你都还没有读神的话语呢？
Now, maybe some of you might think God is going to whisper in your ear the right thing to do.
也许你会以为说神会在你的耳朵轻轻地向你来说你该做些什么事情。
I would suggest to you, God speaks to us most clearly in His Word.
但是事实上神用他的话语在圣经里面很清楚的已经告诉了我们。
That's why we have to start memorizing scripture.
就是我们为什么我们必须要去熟记圣经里面的话语。
But more than just memorizing it like a high school biology test, we have to actually start applying it too.
Start what?
Applying.
Oh, okay. 但是我们不仅仅是好像一个比较教科书里面的知识把它熟记下来，我们要把它应用在我们的生活里面。
For example,
比方说吧。
When you read that you're supposed to do all things to the glory of God, what does that actually mean?
如果圣经上说我们无论做什么都是要为了神的荣耀而做的，到底什么意思？
How do you do that at work?
你在职场上怎么做?
Well, then you look at Colossians 3:23, and it says that you have to work heartily for the Lord and not for men.
或者说在哥罗西书里面说的，说我们无论做什么要从心里面做，好像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
And you take that and you connect it to 1 Timothy 5:8, that says that we have to be able to provide for our families.
那么如果你在跟像提摩太前书里面所说到的，我们要照顾我们自己的家人的需要。
And you take that and you connect that to 1 Thessalonians 4:12, where it says that we have to work hard for the reputation of the gospel.
另外在帖撒罗尼迦里面讲了说，我们要很努力的工作，是为的是要叫神得荣耀。
And you take,
为了神的名誉。
Sorry. And you take all these and you internalize them.
你把这些话都把它吸收在自己的心里面。
And when you go to work, you start thinking, on your commute, you start thinking, I am going to...win for the reputation of the gospel at work today.
说当你去开车上班的时候，你可以心中去默念说，我今天的工作是为了要叫神得着荣耀。
Because it's not for me to be noticed as good, but it's to show God to be good.
是为着神的名誉，为了要展现出他的好，而不是我要得人的称赞。
So when you start taking the word of God in and internalizing it, it starts affecting how you think in a positive way.
当你就是如此把神的话吸收进来之后，然后把它内化在里面心里面，吸收了以后，就它会慢慢的影响我们外面的行为。
Look, many Christians just love vague spirituality. Vague.
很多基督徒以为他们可以满足一种好像很模糊的一种的灵性生活。
Because vague spirituality is just easier.
因为一种很模糊的灵性很容易做嘛，对不对？
You can keep God at an arm's length, but still feel spiritual.
你可以将神好像摆在一边或者保持一个一定的距离，然后仍然觉得自己很属灵。
But God is inviting you to know Him more deeply and to actually walk with Him.
但是神事实上是邀请我们更深入的去认识他，与他同行。
Look, if you want to live a vague spiritual life, you can live it, but I can promise you, you won't have the Christian joy that is offered to us in the gospel.
你可以过一个好像很模糊的一个灵性的生活，但是我几乎可以担保，你在这种生活中间，你不会经历到真正的基督徒的喜乐。
Joy in the Christian life comes with walking closely with God.
喜乐来自于我们跟神紧紧的同行。
The second way that we might practice devotion is in verse 7.
那么另外一方面，我们可以实践向神委身的生活呢，就是在第七节里面说到的。
Moses says, "You shall teach these words diligently to your children."
他说你要殷勤的教训你的儿女。
Now I'm going to speak primarily to people who are still parents.
我在这里主要是向仍然有孩子在家的父母亲来说话的。
But if you're an empty nester, I would encourage you to think, what about spiritual children? What about people who are spiritually younger than you in the church?
那如果你已经是空巢了，那么你也可以想想说，在你怎么样去教导这些属灵的儿女们。
Why does God care about parents teaching their children the word?
为什么神这么在乎父母亲来教导他们儿女关于神的话呢？
I would suggest it's because this is your primary ministry as a parent.
我可以这么说哈，这是我们做父母亲的最主要的一个事工。
Your primary ministry isn't setting up tables or doing traffic, even though I really appreciate that you do that.
我们这是做父母亲的长，我们的主要的工作不是只是说准备饭食，或者说是管理外面的交通。虽然说他很欣赏哈。
And godly parenting goes so much further than just teaching them to be nice.
神的话语其实要父母亲教他的儿女是远远超过于仅仅是教他们做好人而已。
You might disagree with this, but it goes further than making sure they go to a good college. God wants you to teach them to live in the fear of God and to in devotion to Christ.
神要你教导你的儿女，让他们能够存着一个敬畏的心去活在神的面前，能够向耶稣基督来委身。
Minister Stephanie and I will do everything we can in the children's and youth ministry to make sure that we are setting your kids up to succeed spiritually.
我自己还以及我们的儿童传道啊，这个张传道，我们会尽我们最大的力量，让在儿童施工以及青少年的施工里面，我们会提供一个很好的一个环境。环境很好的一些架构，让你们的孩子们能够在灵性上面能够朝向成功的路上走。
But the responsibility is yours.
但是真正的责任还是在做父母亲你们的身上。
So since the responsibility is yours, teach the children the word of God diligently.
你们的责任就是教导你自己的儿女去要殷勤的去教导他们，而且要持续不断的去教导他们。
I think the word diligently is there in verse 7 because God knows it's hard work.
神将这个殷勤或者就是持续不懈的去教导放在这个地方，因为他知道说这不是一件容易做的事情。
I can tell you that when I was growing up, okay, my dad's a pastor.
他的父亲是个牧师。
And when I was growing up, my dad tried his best to teach me the word.
他已经用他最大的力量，尽他最大的力量来教他这个神的话语。
And because I was smart and because I was a good kid, I did it.
You want me to translate that?
I'm a Chinese.
他是好孩子，
没有错。好孩子
，所以他都很听话。
I'm a good Chinese kid. but I could tell you that those words weren't implanted in my heart.
但是我可以证明说，小时候父亲所教的东西都完完全全的什么，都已经种植在我的心里面了。
My parents could tell by the way I lived.
我的父母亲可以知道我是什么样的人，就按照我的生活这个生活的这个方式知道我是什么样的人。
But they didn't stop trying.
但是他们不断的尝试着要把神的话语传递给我。
You know, I think more important than just teaching me the word.Was also their example of living the word.
但是比教导神的话语更重要的，就是你自己要成为他们的榜样。
I watched my parents study the Bible at the dinner table.
我自己看着我自己的父母亲在饭桌上面一起来查考圣经。
I saw the way that my parents never fought. Never fought. 不打架。
我看了父母亲从来不会打架，从来不会吵架。
哦，打架。
打架。
打架，这是打架。Okay.打架 but me, even more important than their example was their prayer.
但是更好的榜样，我看到的就是他们的祷告。
My parents never stopped praying for me.
我的父母亲从来没有停止过为我祷告。
My grandma woke up at 5 in the morning to pray for me every day.
我的祖母每天早上五点钟起床来为我祷告。
I can tell you that God changed my life because of their prayers.
我可以告诉你说，神借着他们祷告改变了我的生命。
Look, just because you're a good kid doesn't mean you're saved.
但是你是个好孩子，并不表示你就是一个得救的人。
So the most important thing was my parents kept praying for me.
所以最重要的事情还是我的父母亲为着我的得救而祷告。
There are some trees that grow for many years and never bear a single fruit.
有些果树生长了很多年了都不会结一点果子。
But you'll be so happy when it does.
但是一旦结果子了，你会非常非常的高兴。
The last way to practice devotion is to think on God's word.
那么第三方面，去实践像神一个委身的生活，就是不断的去思想，去默想他的话。
That's what Moses is saying in the rest of verse 7 through verse 9.
就是从第七节后半段一直到第九节，他这里所说的。
He says you have to talk about the word whenever you go, when you're sitting in your house, when you're walking by the way, and at all times of the day.
所以无论你是坐在家里面走在路上是躺下是起来你都要去诵吟你都要去在全天的时间里面都要去思想神的话。
And this is for your own benefit because as you talk about it, you're also solidifying it in your heart.
其实这是对你们自己都有好处的因为当你去这样去思想神的话的时候神的话就在我们自己的话就扎根了。
It's also for the sake of the people you're talking to.
也对那些与你交谈的人也产生了益处啊。
Imagine if your words were more gracious because your words are led by the scripture.
哇，如果你想想看，如果你的谈话中间，你的言语都是好像带有这个盐的油和调和的那种方式，因为神的话语影响，使得你的话语能带着恩慈，那不是更好吗？
There'd be so much more kindness and patience in your marriages.
在你自己的婚姻里面会更多的这种恩惠，更多的这个耐心忍耐。
But in order to do that, you have to be internalizing the word and letting it shape how you think.
但是要达到这样的目的，你必须再说，必须就把神的话语要内深入在你自己的心中。
You also have to try to again remember the word. That's what he talks about when he wants the sign on your hand or the frontlet between your eyes.
那么这就是神要我们不断的记住他的话，就是为什么要绑在我们的这个系在手上，要戴在头上。
Now, those were accessories. And if you want to wear Bible t-shirts, Bible shorts, Bible socks, Bible glasses, you can.
哇，那些都是一些装饰或者附带品，对不对？但是如果你想要穿一个衬衫上都是有圣经经文的，或者甚至你的袜子上都有圣经经文的，当然可以了。
And more effectively, you could just start memorizing the Bible.
但是最有效的方法就是你开始去熟记圣经啊。
Find those key verses that you need for yourself to memorize.
找到一些圣经是你自己所需要的，去好好的去背诵，去默想。
If you have trouble forgiving, then memorize Ephesians 4. Uh-oh, I forgot the verse number. I think it's uh-oh. Or is it Colossians? I'm sorry, this is embarrassing.
That's fine.比如说吧，如果你需要饶恕，那你就找一些经文是关于我们如何饶恕人的一些经文，好好的去默想。
It says, "Forgive even as you have been forgiven by the Lord."
就是我们去饶恕，如同神主饶恕你一样。
If you memorize that verse and you start thinking about it, it helps you focus less on what the person did wrong, and more about the fact that, oh, I'm a sinner that needed to be forgiven too.
如果你是如果去不断去默想这样的经文的时候，你就会越来越少去想那个得罪你的人他的过错，而会你想到自己，我也是需要被饶恕的人。
And lastly, to help you remember it, you can also, he says in verse 9, to write the word on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
在这里他又说到说，你可以把这些经文写在你房屋的门框上或者你的城门上。
And again, this is to remind you of it, but also, more importantly, is to help you remember who is the authority over your house.
其实这固然是一种提醒我们的方法，但是同时这也是一个记号，让我们想起来我们家里面到底谁真正是主。
Now, you can have the sign in your house that says, Christ is the Lord of this house.
我们很多人的家里面都是说，基督是我家之主，对不对？
That's fine.
那很好。
But more importantly,
但更重要的是
make sure that the way that you manage your household is according to scripture.
就是你自己经营管理你家的方式是根据圣经里面的原则。
If you have that sign up in your dining room while you're having an argument with your wife, what does it look like?
哇，如果你说你的饭厅的墙上挂了一个基督是我家之主，然后同时你在下面跟你的太太吵架，那么这表示什么？
Look, the accessories and the signs, they don't do anything.
这些装饰品本身起不了什么作用。
What's more important is that you take the word to heart.
但是更重要的是它提醒你，使得你把这些话语深植在自己的心中。
That's the practice of devotion.
这就是我们如何去实践，去操练。